All right, Jake's got funny audio for us.
Yes, okay, so you guys know that I think in drops, right?
Mm-hmm.
From my brief stint that has been completely forgotten as a board op. And I think all of us probably kind of do this.
How would you like to be remembered?
I don't want to get into it. There are things I wish I was credited for that I'll never be credited for.
Oh, buddy. Wow. Oh,
but
dear.
I used to make these prank phone calls with drops and try to get people to talk to them, and that was like one of my favorite things to do up here. And I remember several years ago, Corby did a bit where it was Corby and fake Norm at the Barley House, and you guys used to replay it all the time. It's one of my favorite things the station has ever done. And so we use those drops out of context all the time. So I sort of put together a little playlet, right? It's mm-hmm. about four and a half minutes. And what this is in 4 or 5 years, when everyone in here is divorced,
mm-hmm.
everyone that's doing White Elephant today, you all have to get back out into the field and start to talk to some women. But you're only able to speak in drops because that's the only way you talk in my brain. So if everyone that was here today for White Elephant, myself, Bob, Corby, Sean Donovan, and even Matt Birmingham, went out to hit a local pub 5 or 6 years from now when we're all divorced, enjoy the next 4 or 5 minutes of what it would sound like in my head.
So these are all guys y'all work with?
Yeah, they're all pretty recently divorced. And I remember my first one was pretty rough getting back out on the scene. So I figured we'd invite them out, help ease them back into things.
It's been a while for all of them, though. Not sure how this is going to go.
Oh, hey, here they are.
Hey.
Hey, guys, this is our friend Jennifer. Jennifer, this is Bob.
Hey, Bob.
I'm definitely Seafood Bob.
That's a weird way to introduce yourself. But anyways, this is Corby.
Hey, call me the Cobra.
Does he really want me to call him that?
No, don't worry about it. This is Sean.
You're talking to a former Great Game MVP.
That's cool.
And this is Donovan.
Hey, bitch, my name's Willie O'Ree.
Oh, yeah, he's, I guess, using some sort of alias since the divorce. Don't worry about it.
Cool, well, it's nice to meet you guys.
Yeah, great. So I'm going to grab us a round of shots. You guys can kind of get to know one another a little bit, and I'll be right back.
So, Bob.
What's up, girl?
Hey, so what's your backstory?
I'm a brand.
I'm a media guy. I came up with the idea for Twitter.
Really? That's cool. What else are you into?
Dude, I have a personal blog. I have a videotape in my house of every game I played my senior year.
He's not letting her talk at all.
I know, she does not seem
turning points this week. I saw Hateful Eight, too.
Look, I watch Downton.
I watch movies with ice cream.
Wow, that's a lot about you and a lot about just watching stuff. Any other interest you missed?
I am interested in the Red Lobster state of business these days.
Okay, do you have any questions at all for me?
How would you rate your sexiness relative to a cat?
That's a really weird question, and I'm not going to answer.
I am freshly groomed,
and I'm kind of stroking it.
I'm guessing your private still smells.
That's really gross. I think I'm going to talk to someone else now.
I'm really drunk.
Oh, hey, hello, Corby, could you step in here, please?
What a bitch.
Whoa, don't mind him. He's usually a pretty respectful guy.
Madam, sweetie, sugar, sweetheart, bitch.
Okay, all right, again, what? Why don't you just tell Jennifer a bit about yourself?
I went to TCU. I've lived in Dallas for a long time, and there have been hot women surrounding me for the last 20 years, really.
Cool. That's modest. Oh, God. Yes, shots. Let's do shots. Let's all do one.
Hello.
Hey, Corbin, you good?
Die.
Get rid of her.
Die.
That's pretty aggressive. This guy seems hammered already.
I don't subscribe to Facebook. Have fun with your ass.
How's your ass?
Oh, no.
There's a really fine line between what a push-up.
What? That doesn't even make sense.
Are you? You know what's funny is you farting and claiming the queef title of the world.
What is he even saying?
Hey, shh.
Condoms? No, right. No, dude, condoms are good.
Does he know where he is right now?
Good luck with your crap. Take care of your vajayjay. Good luck, Jennifer. with your bottom.
Thanks, I guess. Wow, Jake, all of these guys are kind of awful.
No. Not Sean. I promise you. This dude is great.
Is this the guy with the Garrett impression?
It is. This is the guy right here. I've been telling everyone about it, dude.
I want to hear it.
Come on, man. You got to do it.
Now,
come on, dude. Don't be nervous.
You know, sometimes it's good to skip down the yellow brick road, put one shoe in front of the other. Of course, it's ruby red. We got to stack good days, deal with all this adversity, the flying monkeys, all of it.
That's good.
It was better this morning.
You know what? I'm going to go outside to smoke. I'll be right back.
If she tokes. she pokes.
Are you serious?
Now, that actually is usually true. But anyways, Donovan, please save this.
What's up, bitches?
Hey, what's your story? Why are you divorced?
I have great pubes.
Really? That's it? So bad. I can deal with that.
I was nailing all these girls. White girls. Boobies and booties galore.
Yeah, okay. You know what? You're just like these other guys.
I gotta snort some coke.
Let me paint that ass.
They have metal bats, too, which I didn't realize until I got there.
Oh, my God. Bad to worse. Saroy, where the hell did you come from?
You are my whore. I want to treat you rough, throw you around, spank and slap you.
And, of course, Saroy has Mike with him. What is happening? What is happening? Let's get out of here.
I would love to have the ability to make you sore. How about a quickie before I go?
Hey, who's this guy?
No. We are gone. That's it. Maybe we'll try this again next week.
We done, bitches. We'll holla.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man.
You're a tortured soul.
I don't know why we struck out like that.
I can imagine women not falling over themselves for those dudes.
When gray pubes is the least.
Yeah, that's why you got divorced.
That's not that bad.
Gray pubes. All right, well done, Jake.